Hi, I'm Taryn Fagerness of Taryn Fagerness Agency, a literary agency specializing in selling foreign rights to North American books. This is a podcast for my friends in the world of foreign book publishing, co-agents, scouts, and publishers. And I'll be telling you about my favorite books from my catalog. Hello, friends! Taryn here, and I am so excited to tell you about Lindsay Curie's thrilling middle grade adventure, The Mystery of Locked Rooms, coming from Sourcebooks in April 2024. You'll know Lindsay Curie for her acclaimed spooky middle grade novels, including What Lives in the Woods, Scritch Scratch, and The Girl in White. The Mystery of Locked Rooms is not a ghost story. Rather, it is a page-turning, clever, full of twists, adventure, and Lindsay's talent for crafting suspense shines, making this just as heart-pounding, even without the ghost and spookiness. I could not put it down. In the book, 12-year-old Sarah and her best friends Hannah and West call themselves the Deltas. They each have unique talents that complement the others. So Sarah is the decision maker for the group with her knack for weighing probability and risk. Hannah is bold and athletic, and West has a near perfect memory. Together, these skills have made them an unstoppable force at their favorite pastime, beating escape rooms. But at home, Sarah's family is struggling. Her father's been ill, and Sarah learns that they're going to sell their house and move away in order to pay for his medical care. While the friends brainstorm ways to keep Sarah from moving, Hannah remembers the legend of the triplet treasure. In the 1950s, triplet brothers built an epic funhouse nearby, full of the hardest puzzles, codes, and secret passages, and a treasure hidden at the end. Now, the funhouse never opened, so it's just still sitting abandoned just at the outside of town. Bravely, the three friends decide to sneak to the funhouse, break in, and get the treasure. Once there, they find a secret door into the basement, and the adventure begins. The friends quickly realize that since the funhouse never opened to the public, there are no safety measures installed to keep them safe if they misstep, which really amps up the tension. Luckily, they have their talents and unwavering friendship to keep them going. The challenges they encounter test each of them in different and almost personal feeling ways. There's a rope swing over a dangerous drop, a room with dozens of boxes suspended up in the air and only three tries to pick the right one or else, an elegant library where they have to puzzle out the right letters to dial on a rotary phone, a room filled with statues and a hidden trap. These friends have to use their special talents to very cleverly figure out each of these challenges. Along the way, the friends, in very middle grade fashion, fight and make up and share secrets that they'd kept from each other. And ultimately, their friendship is stronger for this adventure. But when they reach the final room, it's empty. No treasure. The friends all agree that even though they're disappointed, this adventure was totally worth it. But just as she leaves the room, Sarah notices a piece of paper taped to the wall and grabs it. It turns out there is a treasure after all, and it's not what any of them ever expected. It is even better. I absolutely devoured this book. I want to read it to like every middle grade kid I know. I will probably read it to my 5-year-old son. I couldn't wait to see what lay beyond each door as the kids opened, and nothing was predictable. Even when they messed up, and there were lots of mistakes made, they never gave up. They worked through setbacks with positivity and determination. This is a fantastic book for middle grade readers who like puzzles, escape rooms, mazes, or simply love just fantastic, exciting stories. I really, really hope you will check out The Mystery of Locked Rooms by Lindsay Curie.